Television came to Buffalo with Channel 4 in 1948. The only women prominently featured in the ceremonial sign-on of the station were the chorus girls from the town casino. But some of the pioneering women in Buffalo TV were the same women who pioneered in Buffalo radio. Sally Work was called the Dean of Women Commentators by the Buffalo Evening News. She'd already been on the radio for 15 years by the time she took her act to the new medium of television. When Channel 2 signed on a few years later, Helen Neville took her radio act to TV as well. But there were women who made their first mark in TV in those early days. Starting in 1952, a beloved and strong woman made her debut on Channel 4. Viewers watched Mildred Miller and her husband Bill cook and interview celebrities for 20 years on Meet the Millers. Doris Jones was first seen as a commercial model on Channel 4 when she was still in high school. She'd eventually host a women's show on Channel 7 by the end of the 50s and become Buffalo's first female staff announcer and weathercaster on Channel 2 in the 1960s. Paula Drew. She was the spokesperson for Niagara Frontier's dairy farmers, and as Buffalo's milkmaid, she did weather forecasts wrapped around milk commercials. She was later the voice of Topps Friendly Markets. While Paula Drew was talking about Topps, it was Joey over at Super Duper in the 70s and 80s.
And this week, Super Duper features fresh grade A large eggs. Not 99 cents, not 89 cents, but only 69 cents a dozen all this week at Super Duper.